You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast. Zoneradio.co.za. That's a Genesis and a song that could have been written about South Africa. It's called Land of Confusion. This is the Drive Zone on Zone Radio 88.5, the voice of the valley, 14 minutes past four. And it's time for us to say hello to that one who goes by the name Odette Butcher. Hello, how are you, Odette?
I'm very well, and how are you?
It's lovely, lovely, lovely to see you.
Yes, I was loving that about the land of confusion, because that's how I feel about the future.
You feel confused, eh?
Yes, I do.
A lot of people do.
Exactly, what's happening and where are we going?
Yes, yes. Mm. Nobody really knows.
No, we don't. Mm-mm. There's no way to predict it.
But isn't that just so much fun?
Maybe when you're young, but certainly not in your mid-40s.
The journey of discovery. There we go. That's, yeah. We need to find the positive somewhere.
I quite enjoyed that in my 20s, but certainly not now, when you're looking at aging and trying to stay in the workforce and everything for the next 15 years or so.
I mean, and you're already in, what, your 60s?
My 60s, yeah. Thanks for that.
How are you?
I'm well.
Mm. Apart from the fact that you're confused.
From the fact that I'm confused, which is probably what inspired me for today's conversation. Mm. Backing on to a couple weeks ago or a month ago when we were chatting about digital deprivation and scarcity.
Mm-hmm.
Another term that I hear quite often and I research myself is to future-proof yourself, your business, your skills, etc. It kind of lends well with the whole hat of wearing, you know, digital transformation and what's included in that.
And keeping your business relevant.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think, you know, before we can even keep our business relevant, it starts with us.
Mm.
So this is really about future-proofing ourselves, our skills, and also considering positions of the future, jobs of the future, businesses of the future. And there's so much information on the internet that you can dig into and dive into. And I have seen that there seems to be this explosion of online bridging courses and acceleration courses to get all of our skills up to speed, depending on what industry you're in.
Mm.
Most definitely within the digital environment and anything to do with IT, there seems to be a trend of these courses popping up everywhere for people to get themselves upskilled. So some of these shares today are hard skills or soft skills. A couple of ways to future-proof yourself in order to thrive during change would be to embrace a proactive mindset. So if we are closed-minded, there's not really going to be any space for us in the future, especially as it's going, well, there is going to be space for us, but
not a lot.
not a lot, yeah. Like you in your lounge, and that's basically it.
Yeah.
So we have to be open-minded. Definitely mapping our future and having some sort of strategy and plan about where it is that we're heading and how we're going to get there. We talk about planning quite a lot. I quite like this one. Embrace starting from zero. And it's probably because I have, as I'm sure many other entrepreneurs or just productive adults in their productive years, have always, you know, find themselves with the shoulders sloped going back to the starting blocks. Mm. And it really is building some sort of embracing or resistance and resilience to going back to zero and starting all over again. It's tough, especially the older you get. The power of a sprint, creating a trigger for action and let your passion run. The combination will drive something truly powerful. Placing small bets, you want to take small risks, those that bring the greatest reward for the least amount of risk. So you ask yourself, how do I make the risk less risky?
Mm.
And I've become like that over the years, having lost a lot of money with different things that I've experimented with, is just be a bit more cautious. When it, you know, don't stop taking risks, but taking more calculated risks.
Yeah, assessing them better.
Yeah. Mm. And that really curbs some of the losses. Learning from unexpected mentors. That's quite nice, actually. because I think we have an idea of what a mentor or a figurehead, someone who you would go to advice, looks like. But I don't know about you, but sometimes a random stranger can be the biggest mentor. And I actually remember I remember a moment in one of the pubs. I can't remember. It's in Constantia. This guy was so drunk and he just said to me, "What is your passion?" He just said that to me, and it really triggered something so deep, you know? So even if it's a drunk person in a bar that drops a seed, you know, don't ignore it if there's something powerful in it. Bonding and bridging, you know, let's try and get out of our comfort zone with the people that we feel most comfortable with, that we bond with, and maybe work on growing our circle with some new, fresh, you know, energies and people around us that kind of help us like bridge, walk a new bridge to a new path, create new opportunities. Let's try and make the circle bigger, you know, when it comes to our networks. Make your ideas visible, definitely with LinkedIn and all sorts of platforms at our disposal. Don't hide your idea. Really get them out there and just share with people, and the internet's a great place to do that. Get luckier. Luck is something you can't control, but upstream factors you can control could make you luckier downstream. Curiosity and humility are the two factors we can control. If we are curious enough to ask questions, question our assumptions, and reach out to people who seem interesting, and if we are humble enough to realize there is always something new to learn, we have created the circumstances where luck can take root. And I think that's the whole thing, is about being open, speaking to people, removing our layers of fear between each other so that we can create more opportunities. Again, it's all about open-mindedness. Some strategies to future-proof your actual career is to keep your career path open. And I suppose that seeing within your career path if you can keep progressing and moving forward. And if you constantly see obstacles like this is the end of the road, then we really do need to be looking at other, you know, transitions into other careers so that we can keep going for the next, I don't know how many years you have left until you want to retire. Use emerging technologies. So basically keeping up to speed with all of the latest apps and things within your industry, keeping you relevant with the technologies specific to your industry. Prioritize learning and development. As we've mentioned before, it's not just going to be something that we do on occasion. I think, I don't know if the word unfortunately, but I think it's something that we need to be doing as a constant, is constantly learning something new within our industry, within our career. Tracking your accomplishments and obviously sharing with them in a non-boastful way. Yeah. And that's what LinkedIn is really great at. And also online portfolios, the amount of incredible artisans or, you know, people who are making houses or doing nails, you know, crafting, whatever. Get your stuff up online, get it visible. And it's quite easy to do. You can even do that with free websites. Maintaining a strong professional network. I know that I certainly don't network in person enough. And it's funny how much comes just out of referrals from people who know you. Building your personal brand. Again, that's something that you can do online, and it doesn't actually have to cost anything. Becoming an industry expert. Try to be the very best you can be within your industry. And think globally. Again, about open-mindedness. Let's think beyond the borders of the Valley, Cape Town, South Africa. Let's try and get our products and ideas beyond SA. These are some of the most in-demand skills that you should learn for the future in order to keep your career secure. This is all very industry-specific, relating to IT and the digital environment. So, of course, depending on which environment that you are in, you would need to go and do some deep dives into the internet. If it's maybe engineering or, you know, finance or whatever, find out on the internet what the future careers are going to be. But definitely if we have young adults doing quite well, or should I say, you know, teenagers on the way to finishing matric and getting into university who are doing well with math and science, these are some cool ideas to think about. Definitely coding, cloud computing, blockchain. Blockchain, if you don't know what it is a system of recording information in a way that makes it difficult or impossible to change, hack, or cheat the system. A blockchain is essentially a digital ledger of transactions that is duplicated and distributed across the entire network of computer systems on the blockchain. Another career that I see popping up often is UX or UI design. That's more web developers and graphic designers can really get into that. Mm. UI means user interaction, how a user interacts with the website, the app, or the platform of any kind. And UX is the user experience, the user design. Similar, but different. Also, digital marketing and anything to do with strategy, which is obviously the industry that I am in, and I was pleased to see that that was one of the careers that is going to keep, is going to stay relevant. So that was something nice to see. And anybody who is in marketing already, but more the traditional type of marketing, should look at getting a lot more digital marketing skills so that they stay relevant. Process automation, I think that has always been something that has been very relevant, as well as business development, offline and online, digital transformation, which is something that we talk about here in the studio, information security, including the cybersecurity subset of information security. So that's big, that whole industry of people hacking into databases and firewalls and stuff like that. I know the banks actually have professional hackers that they employ who spend all day trying to hack the system.
Yes, they employ some hackers to protect the system and other hackers to try and break it.
Yeah. Interesting that. Software and application development, UX, UI, blockchain programming, etc. And then lastly, we have the Internet of Things, which it's also called IoT. Some people may not know what that means. The Internet of Things describes physical objects with sensors, processing ability, software, and other technologies that connect and exchange data with other devices and systems over the internet or other communications networks. So those are like little chipsets and stuff like that. But there's quite a lot of products that form part of IoT devices, Internet of Things. Definitely on the soft skill sides, the importance to have critical thinking and really explore that. Emotional intelligence, which I feel is a new trending. I mean, it's always been around, but now it's become really important, I think, especially in the workplace, and communication skills.
There's a lot in there.
I know. And I mean, I could go on for hours.
Yeah. And we're talking about digital transformation and we're talking about the internet in particular. I mean, I'm listening to what you're saying and I'm seeing my son before me because he is a coder.
Yes.
But he also did this exercise and he discovered that what will change with coding are the languages that are used.
Yes.
And so as the new languages come out and they're in their infancy, he gets his head around them and contributes to their development. So he is very sought after because he's kept himself relevant because the guy codes in about four or five different languages.
Wow.
So he can work on different platforms across the world and that has taken him beyond the borders of this country because those kind of people are rare. So he invests his time partly in doing his job and then a lot, excuse me, in developing that particular skill of understanding what the future languages are going to be and how they are going to be used in coding and web and program development. But he's also very, very up to date and keeps himself up to date with the Internet of Things. So he is now already moving to the place where the computer, the cell phone, will interface with the things we use daily. One example of that would be a silly one where you've got the Google thing on your app on your phone that can change the color of the lights in your house. That is an Internet of Things, and that is just a very simple example. But down the line, there are going to be so many things that are security-based.
Yes.
And that are going to be health-based.
Mm-hmm.
That are going to be used, and he focuses down that route. So I'm not trying to talk here about my son being so great. I'm just saying that all of what you're saying is working for him. So there's no reason why it shouldn't work for somebody else.
Yes, and I also want to just stress that the focus has been the digital and IT careers. Mm. And I do want to be inclusive in terms of if your environment is finance or engineering or chemistry or whatever, and you are committed to staying relevant, because as I said on my Facebook post when I announced this topic for today, it really is an inner fear of mine. I am so worried about becoming irrelevant, because then you're almost unemployable. You know, and I really feel that now in my 40s. So there must be
In your 40s? Okay.
There must be other people who feel the same, because, I mean, yes. I probably have another 15, 20 years of work ahead of me.
Yes. I agree with you. There's no doubt about that. There is that fear.
Yes.
If you look at, okay, let's take this outside of the IT world.
Yes.
Although it's still going to involve the IT world, but let's take somebody who is an old school motor mechanic.
Yep.
Somebody who you know, has cut their teeth on carburetors and normally aspirated vehicles and things like that. Then the technology moved. The technology moved to things like fuel injected vehicles, which was a whole new learning curve for a guy who had started out as a motor mechanic on carburetor vehicles. The technology changed.
Yes.
Now, these guys have to be as IT savvy as possible, the average motor mechanic, because everything now is run with a program here and
Plug-in things to your car all the sensors and stuff.
They've got all this going on in a motor vehicle that, you know, when you take your car all of a sudden your dashboard lights go out. It's not a simple thing of changing a bulb anymore. Now it's about understanding the programming, understanding all of the technology that's in the vehicle. So the guy who started out, you know, fixing the carburetor and tuning the car, all right, is now in a whole different, but still needs to be able to do that as well, because there are a lot of old cars around. But as the technology has moved, so a motor mechanic has to have moved as well. And if they didn't, well, then they
get left behind.
They're not relevant. They're no longer
relevant. And what if there is an old school motor mechanic, and I do know of one within our circle, who, you know, had to continue working until very late in life. What happens to them?
Yeah, well, if they're not staying relevant, if they're not staying up to date, well, then they're going to be struggling. And that's the reality. And the same applies to medicine.
Yes.
Same applies to
law. Anything.
It's an ever-changing thing, and it's an ever-evolving thing. So what you're saying here is
what's your plan?
What's your plan? What are you going to do about your
plan?
Future?
Yeah. No matter what industry you're in, do you have a plan?
Well, you need to, as you say, Odette, you need to research that industry that you're in going forward, and, you know, get your head around the technologies. If I look at radio, when I started out radio, we used to carry LPs into the studio, put them on a turntable, and away you go. And that's how we played the music. Myself, just in my short space of time, have moved from that to CDs. Oh, wow. You know, CDs was a revelation. I mean, here's the thing that, you know, you just put it in and push a button, and you don't have to put an arm on the right track and all that. Hey, this is brilliant. This technology is great. And it wasn't too long before that was outdated. And everything is now digital. The systems that we use here are far removed. And if I didn't do that, well, I couldn't sit here and do what it is that we do. And this is not the end of it. There will be future evolutions of how we run a radio studio that are coming in. And you have to keep researching and understanding what is going on. If I look at when we did outside broadcast initially, we take a big caravan and we needed a landline and we needed the telecom technicians in there.
Big drama.
Big stuff. Now we can literally use a thing called Lucy Live and do an outside broadcast from a cell phone.
Wow.
Okay? But if you didn't understand that, you wouldn't know how to use it in your business and keep yourself relevant. So there's a lot. There's a lot that goes on in every field.
You know, and I feel almost envious of my parents who've since passed away, not because they've passed away, but like, I just feel like their generation, almost they reached a certain point where they were retiring and they just stopped the learning something new. And they just, it just felt like it was easier for them. They had hardships in different ways, but they didn't have this pressure for upskilling like I feel our generation has. Do you know what I'm trying to say in terms of staying relevant?
I think the older generation had a longer time span to deal with this. So yeah. if you look at, you know, when your parents were around in their careers, technology was progressing always
slowly,
a lot slower. So the learning curve was you had time, okay?
True.
Whereas technology is moving so fast that what is the flavor of the day to now, flavor of the month now, tomorrow could be completely something different and better, inevitably better. Take Twitter, for instance. Twitter's going to be history in 2 years, I think.
Wow.
That's my view. And a thing called Mastodon is going to be the replacement for it.
Wow.
Because Mastodon works on the same principle of sharing ideas and commenting and you know, but it works on a completely different technology that is based on common topics, common interests, common that type of thing on multiple servers. Now, that is mine. People are transitioning from that, and it's happening fast.
And I think as a business owner, what I worry about is when I think of the, not tens of thousands, when I'm thinking of the hundreds of thousands that I have spent on advertising that have resulted in followers and a following, like, if Facebook was to become irrelevant, what happens to all that hard work that you've put into that profile, that group of following, and now it's just irrelevant almost overnight?
Well, it's not irrelevant in my view, because what you've done is you've created yourself as a brand on that platform and people know who you are. The only message you need to get to them is where you're going next. It's like building a shop on a piece of ground, on a vacant piece of land, you know. And people will come to your shop and they understand where your shop is. But then all of a sudden, a big building contractor comes along and they want to knock your shop down. So they pay you for your piece of land. They want to put up a block of flats and you have to move. So you move. Your service, your brand, your offering, okay, if it is powerful enough and is relevant enough from that site where you were, people will follow you to the new one. And that's not a wasted.
It's a test, really. Yeah,
it's not a wasted investment. It's just a question of how you communicate now, where you're going to be in the future and where people can connect with you. It's like changing your cell phone number or your address.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking if it was just to close down completely. But I don't know if they can do that.
Well, I don't know whether it'll close down completely, but I think that, you know, there were people that were using different platforms before Facebook came along.
What was MySpace? Wasn't that like a social media?
MySpace is still very, very big in America, but MySpace, a lot of people transitioned from MySpace to Facebook. And then a lot of people have moved from Facebook to Instagram, and they're no longer using Facebook. But they drag their followers along. They did the same with TikTok. We've spoken about these things. And I think that the next thing is going to be Mastodon.
I just feel like you're training me now. Like, what is happening here? Well, you're just like a digital beast with your information.
Because I've listened to what you're saying.
Well, there you go. I'm loving all of this digital language you're coming out with. You're like my mentor.
No. Well, listen, if I was going to walk up to you in a pub, I'm not going to say to you, what's your passion? Right, probably something different.
I promise you that was a real moment for me. It was like a proper aha moment, and he was rolling drunk. He was like, "What is your passion?"
Yeah, you see, I wouldn't be saying that to you.
But
I know he did the right thing. But this is me we're talking about.
And I would say,
Well, you would have probably slapped me, but I mean, that's just...
Robert, I've never done that. I'd offer you a Coca-Cola because I know you drink alcohol.
No alcohol.
Yeah, you don't drink alcohol.
No, I'm not good
at
it.
You don't know what you're missing.
No, I'm not. I'm really not very good at it. All right, are we done?
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks for the wonderful chat.
So the next time we see you is going to be on a Thursday afternoon. Yes. Because we're doing an outside broadcast on the Wednesday.
Okay.
Put your hand up. Let me see. Wedding ring. Okay.
I've got it.
Just checking.
I actually have anxiety about this wedding ring now. Good. It's like, seriously, I don't need this in my life.
Just looking after the interest of my mate.
Oh, that's funny.
Given that strange men are walking up to you in a pub.
And ask me what is my passion. Yeah. That was a long time ago, by the way. Yeah. But it was a big moment.
Mm-hmm. All right. Take care of yourself.
Take care, Richard. Chat soon.
Love you lots.
Bye.